You're listening to week four of the Harrison Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hello and welcome. I'm Brian Klein. Very happy to be with you. The head coach, Mo Sutton, will join us in a moment to recap last week against North, a 13-3 loss. But hey, that Warrior defense stepping up in a big way to hold the Huskies to only two touchdowns. Plus, we'll talk about tonight's game against Castle. Can Harrison pull off the upset? All that and more right here on WREF, and it's all thanks to our sponsors. We throw a shout out to Dyke Brothers Construction, Seamers Glass, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and First Federal Savings Bank. All right, we'll take a step aside. Head coach Mo Sutton waiting on the other side of this break right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on week four of the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, coach. Really appreciate the time.
Appreciate being here.
Let's talk about last week's game as we get ready for tonight's game against Castle. Certainly a big bout for you guys, but we'll go backward before we go forward. And the game against North, a 13-3 loss. Yes, you guys still looking for your first win, but gosh, that defense really improved from the first two games. Gave up more than 40 points in each of the first 2 weeks. Only 13 against the Huskies. How and why?
How and why? Okay, so you know, the heat was an issue for us in the Jasper game, where we couldn't get out in practice and actually hit. And then, you know, we had our defensive coordinator, Coach Tony Bass, he was ill for the week of Jasper, so we go in without our defensive coordinator. So, but he watched some things and he made some adjustments going forward towards North, and our defense just stepped up and played well. And again, you know, some of those guys just getting another game under their belt really made a difference as well. So, we made some changes and some kids are stepping up, so we're good.
When you say changes, are you alluding to personnel or scheme? What does that look like for you guys?
You know, we got some guys that that didn't play for us last year that are playing well for us, with Braxton Bishop, and so, you know, and Malachi Ushry. We plug those guys in, and they're making a difference on our defense.
Again, we're here with Mo Sutton here on WREF, the Harrison Football Show, coming off of a 13-3 loss, but the defense vastly improved, holding the reigning sectional champions to only 13 points, and the touchdown in the first half, then six more in the third quarter, but zeros in the first and fourth. Let's talk about the offense, because I know that giving up 13 points as a defense, that's a winning score. The offense couldn't necessarily get it done. How would you diagnose the problem there on that side of the ball?
We just weren't getting a push up front. I mean, North's defensive line was great. They're big and they're strong, and they played well. So, you know, pressuring our quarterback and clogging up, you know, the O-line really made a difference. And hopefully we'll work that out going forward against Castle. But, you know, again, we made some changes this week, so we'll see what happens.
Again, we're here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, with the head coach of the Harrison Warriors, Mo Sutton. After a 13-3 loss, the team looking for their first win of the season against Castle as we get closer and closer to kickoff on tonight's game. We'll talk about that soon, but we'll take a step aside and break down Harrison even more through three games of the 2024 season right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on the Harrison Football Show, the head coach Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Three games into the season, and the Warriors still looking for their first win of the year. Tonight they have a prime opportunity against one of the better teams you'll find in the area in Castle. So, Coach, before we get there, let's talk about your team a little bit more, not just in the context of last week's loss to North, but in the context of the first third of the season. Three games in, what have you learned about this team?
Well, our team is maturing. I mean, we do have some three-year starters as seniors this year. So that does make a difference for us. And, you know, really people don't realize that, you know, we've been here going on 5 years, and we started coaching these kids when they were in seventh and eighth grade. And that's making a huge difference with them learning our standard, our system, you know, and the way we do things here at Harrison High School. So, you know, the first couple years that I was here, we were definitely getting blown out. I mean, 40, 50 points every week. A running clock, and then to have, you know, I'm not for moral victories, but we're kind of closing the gap here at Harrison. You know, when we kept the score pretty close with within 21 of Wright's, and then with, you know, with the Jasper score, and then here with North, they beat us in the past by 40, 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to do that now and just close the gap, we got to have some things to you know, go our way, bounce our way, and, you know, we'll come out with a victory.
Yeah, like you said, Jasper, that's a one-possession loss. And then against North, 13-3, and the defense really, really stepping up last week. You know, Coach, you talk about the guys that have been here, the three-year starters, the guys that came up through the program, and I feel like every coach is going to talk about those guys as foundational pieces, but it seems like, especially last week, you alluded to a guy like Braxton Bishop, Malachi Ushery, guys stepping up on the defensive end that might be a little bit new to what Harrison football does or wants to do going forward. How have those guys blended with the foundational pieces that you just alluded to?
Well, you know, I think, you know, there's a little history here with Braxton Bishop. His father is a Harrison alum, so I think, you know, his dad, you know, is a big supporter of what we got going on. You know, he's really behind the coaching staff and the change in culture. He coached in our feeder league before I came back to Harrison to be the head coach. So, you know, Braxton is familiar with some of the players on the team right now. So that made a difference. And Malachi is just a kid from Ohio who plugged right in. He has a great attitude, and he likes to be around and has a, you know, positive aura about himself, and just a great kid. And these guys want to play hard, and they want to be physical. So they're a great fit for us.
Coach, one more question before we hit a break here. Three games in, that's kind of one of the benchmarks of the year. Again, a third of the way through the season. Kind of crazy to think about that we're already a third of the way through the year. But it feels like a very different team than the one that people were expecting going into the season, and also a different team than the one that we saw in week one, although week one was a fairly impressive showing against Wright. So how would you describe the main difference between Harrison football then and Harrison football now?
Well, I can tell you these guys are a little bit more confident. I mean, I think physically we were beat on for years, and you know, again, these guys have spent time in the weight room and, you know, with these guys maturing, their bodies becoming, you know, producing different hormones or whatever. These guys are getting bigger as they are seniors as opposed to sophomores. So, and they're the hits don't hurt as bad as they used to when they were sophomores because our guys are a little bigger. So they're making a few more plays. I mean, as a sophomore, I had kids out there, and everybody's running past them. And now some of those guys that were sophomores getting ran past, now they're outrunning people on the field. So that does make a difference. And then, you know, guys understanding that this might be, you know, their last couple games or whatever, and football might be over forever. So they have to play every down like it's their last. So, you know, that's a change that we're seeing around here at Harrison High School.
Again, Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football here on WREF week four, and that game is right around the corner against Castle. Tonight we'll talk about that in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop here on week four of the Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, the head coach, Mo Sutton, here to talk about the Castle Knights and getting ready for that game, a 6:30 kick. Coach, really appreciate the time. So as you look at the tape against Castle, one of the better teams you'll find in the area, what sticks out?
You know, they're a well-coached team. You know, traditionally, those guys play very hard to the whistle. So, you know, you're always going to have your hands full with the Castle Knights.
When you say they play hard, I'd imagine that is a Doug Hurt thing that happens through coaching. But then again, the schematics of it, I'd imagine, makes it a little bit more difficult because this is a team that, like I said, well-coached, and they know what they're doing. Offensively, your defense looked really good against North last week. What do you expect that side of the ball, that phase of the game, your defense, their offense, to look like? What are they going to throw at you tonight?
They're definitely going to run the football, so we've got to be prepared. North ran the football, Jasper ran the football, and I feel like, you know, going into week four down here in the SIAC, people are going to run the football, so you better pin your ears back and be ready.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football here on WREF. You know, Coach, going into this game, I wonder how different the team has been after the North game. Because, again, the tangible progress, it's significant. Like I said, it's tangible. It's there. No more moral victories. You guys are actually getting some results, getting some key stops like you did last week against North. So has that been different? You feel that in the locker room right now?
Yes. I mean, our kids feel they belong now and they can compete. So, you know, going into a game and watching film, you know, there's a sense of we belong and we can beat this team, and not cutting on the film and saying, oh, man, we got our hands full this week. So, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, what will work for us, and without getting out of our own scheme. So we're just trying to figure out our strengths and, you know, their weaknesses, of course. That's the name of the game. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Their strength, like you said, running the football. Max McCool is certainly really good at doing just that. And not many players in the area that run as hard, as physically, as mean as Max McCool. How do you get ready for that in a week leading up to a game against Castle?
Well, he runs with a purpose, and I know we're going to have to put a hat on him, you know, and wrap up. And that's the big thing, and that's what we've been teaching all week, is that, you know, you're gonna have to bring something to the table. If you don't, I mean, he will clear your table for sure if you don't bring something. So, you know, we look at him on film, and he runs downhill, and, hey, if you get him out on the edge, he can run past you, so you need to take the right angle. One of the things is, you know, we're just telling guys we need to gang tackle and get to the ball.
That's Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football, getting ready for the 6:30 kick tonight against Castle, trying to get their first win of the year. Coach, you're the man. Really appreciate your time. Good luck going forward.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We take a step aside. You've been listening to week four of the Harrison Football Show on WREF.